Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, March 27th, and Mariah Carey turns 51 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. The Marietta High School principal has apologized for transgender discussions held at the school. A mother has been charged with smothering her one-year-old son. A Marietta lawmaker's son is battling a rare COVID-related heart condition. A Kennesaw man has been sentenced to 25 years on child molestation charges. And the Cobb County School District paid its fired law firm more than $7 million in the last 3 years. Plus, we'll hear from Superintendent Chris Ragsdale about the future of virtual learning in Cobb County schools.
We know that it made the teacher's job much more complex and difficult doing this. And that's why my primary priority in the design of what virtual will look like for the 21-22 school year was that we have to eliminate teachers having to teach concurrent face-to-face and online students.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Attempts to promote diversity and inclusion at Marietta High School went a little too far this week, according to some parents. In an email to parents that was sent out on Thursday, Principal Keith Ball acknowledged, quote, deep concern and apologized for presentations on transgender visibility organized by staff and students in the school's diversity club. The email says the presentations were not communicated or executed in a way that is consistent with how we do business. The Diversity Club says the presentations given during the first 10 minutes of Monday's classes were devoted to understanding the transgender community so that it wasn't viewed as anything more than a fellow human being. Parents were concerned about instructional time being given over to a club as well as the content itself, with some questioning whether it was appropriate for a school setting. An Atlanta woman charged with killing her infant son was found to have methamphetamine in her system. 28-year-old Audra Diane Wood was arrested on Tuesday on charges accusing her of neglecting her one-year-old son in February of last year, causing his death. Ms. Wood unintentionally smothered the baby at Comfort Inn and Suites in Smyrna. Her warrant, filed in December, shows her having a Denver address, but jail records show her living in Atlanta. Ms. Wood is charged with 2 counts of second-degree child cruelty and felony murder, and she remains in the Cobb County Jail without bond. Albert, the son of State Representative Burt Reeves of Marietta, is a happy, normal 5-year-old boy. But on the inside, Albert's heart is sick and COVID-19 is to blame. In February, 6 months after Albert's pediatrician noticed that he had an irregular heartbeat, a cardiac MRI confirmed Albert has borderline myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart. Representative Reeves has sought to keep his private life private. However, he and his wife Amy feel that maybe Albert's story can help create awareness and help reiterate into people's minds the seriousness of the virus and how it affects people and how it affects children. COVID-associated myocarditis has gotten the most attention in the context of college athletics, but the condition has also appeared in small children, albeit in rare cases. Still, it's a serious condition, one that doctors don't fully understand. A former Kennesaw resident has been sentenced to 25 years in prison without parole for multiple counts of child molestation. 70-year-old Kevin Owen Dean pled guilty to 8 counts of child molestation and 3 counts of aggravated child molestation for acts against a girl beginning when she was just 4 years old. She came forward in 2010, and since then, more women have come forward with allegations of sexual abuse. The abuse continued and escalated for almost 10 years at two Cobb homes and Mr. Dean's Marietta office. They found more abuse took place at his office in Cartersville, and Bartow County authorities also brought charges. In 2012, while awaiting trial in both counties, Kevin Dean cut off his ankle monitor and fled the country. He evaded capture for 7 years until U.S. Marshals caught up with him in Mexico in 2019, and he was returned to the United States. Mr. Dean pled guilty to child molestation in Bartow County in 2019 and was ordered to serve 20 years in prison. Since 2010, at least three other women have said that Kevin Dean molested them as far back as the 1980s in California. He was the pastor at a church and the principal of a school, and he ran a summer camp there that the women attended. The Cobb victim, as well as those three women, each addressed the court Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Dean was sentenced to 25 years in prison without the possibility of parole, plus life on probation.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
The Cobb County School District paid its fired law firm more than $7 million in the past 3 years. In response to an open records request filed by the MDJ, the Cobb School District said it paid Marietta-based Gregory, Doyle, Calhoun, and Rogers over $2.1 million in the 2018 school year, over $2.7 million in the 2019 school year, and $2.1 million last year. That adds up to a little more than $7 million over 3 years. The board hired the firm of Nelson, Mullins, Riley, and Scarborough to serve as its interim counsel while it searches for permanent legal services. We're joined now by Cobb County School Superintendent Chris Ragsdale. He's here to tell us about what next school year will look like for students.
We know that it made the teacher's job much more complex and difficult doing this. And that's why my primary priority in the design of what virtual will look like for the 21-22 school year was that we have to eliminate teachers having to teach concurrent face-to-face and online students. That has made their job much more complex. It has been a benefit to students during the pandemic, but at the same time, we're coming out of the pandemic. So that's why we have said that next year's virtual option is going to look different. You know, there are different, you know, look and feel. Now, it's still going to be CTLS. I can't say enough about all of the people that we have had working on that platform. It's just been a tremendous success for our district and students and teachers alike. And CTLS will not go away just because we come out of the pandemic. It was being created as a tool for teachers and ultimately students as well. We just had to ramp that, accelerate that implementation timeline for the student piece.
What's school going to look like this coming fall?
Yeah, it's going to be, I anticipate that it's going to be closer to a normal school year. However, there's still going to be students in that virtual environment. Virtual environment this coming up school year is going to be different than it is currently. Because again, we're putting COVID in the rearview mirror and we're moving forward. So there are going to be things that are a little bit different, and that's why we're over communicating as to what those requirements are. But at the same time, it's going to seem like it's a quick decision that parents need to make. We're strongly encouraging the year-long commitment because, again, what we're having to do is we're having to make sure we have the appropriate number of teacher allotments to be able to teach virtually and to be able to teach face-to-face. And, again, that's going to look different at each school. So you'll have some students that are in classes with virtual students from different schools.
How's the teacher vaccination process going?
It's going good. The mass vaccination events, again, I just have to give kudos to Cobb Douglas Board of Health, Dr. Janet Meemark, been a tremendous partnership. We were working on the plan before Christmas to get teachers vaccinated. When the details started materializing as far as truly what the window of time would look like, we had already been planning for many months on how to accomplish that, how to make sure we had the number of our nurses that could assist in that, as well as our staff to assist, because there's a lot of clerical work that goes into those vaccination events. So being able to accommodate all of our teachers and employees that wanted to get the vaccine in 4 days is simply amazing.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.